This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ah, yes, 7 after the hour. You will like this program if you are new to it. There's something for everybody to like about the Good Day program, if I do say so myself. Doug Steffen, who else is going to say it if I don't? I guess. Right? Let's hear it for Doug. Yay! Jay Kirshner. People ask me often, what am I doing while I'm doing the program? I don't understand where that's a question that would seem to have an obvious answer. I'm doing the program while I'm doing the program. Well, yeah, but what else do you do? Well, if you must know, I'm having cucumbers for breakfast today. I found a place to get good local cucumbers. I don't know how they're growing them this time of year, but I have Ken's Italian dressing, put that in a plate, cut up the cucumbers, and yum, that and some carrots.
Mm.
So there you go. That's my healthy...
Sounds delicious.
My recipe for today. All right, let's see what's going on in the rest of the good news department. Here's, from the medical world, the compound that's been discovered that actually can stop COVID in its tracks. You know how the ads for Raid kills bugs dead? Well, apparently sea sponges have something in them that can kill COVID dead. Stopping the coronavirus, certainly on lots of people's minds. Actually, this is something I'll talk to Dr. Ken about on this week's program, the Good Day Health program, heard on a lot of these same stations with Ken Kronhaus. He and Jack both do an hour of public service trying to help you understand. Ken does lots and lots of research every week from his cardiological clinic down in Florida. And so I know we'll talk about this. There are 26 compounds, just to give you a little background, 26 things found in nature, plants, fungi, that sort of thing, that can be used. And sea sponges apparently are the best thing, according to this research team. This is, they say, going to pave the way for new natural medicines, and we sure as heck need those. Hopefully the drug companies won't get a hold of these things, and they can be sold. It's sort of like my favorite. This is, and Jack happens to be able to distribute them, but the standard process, I have about 30 supplements I take a day, and they're all from standard process because they're all food-based. They're all grown. They have 485 acres of farmland. I think it's in Illinois where they grow all the stuff that they use to make all of the things. And wasn't it yesterday we were talking about food being medicine? I don't know why that should be news to people.
How the benefits of tea.
Yes, right. Anyway, so the people that are doing this research on the flu and coronavirus viruses say that it targets human cells that evolve more slowly than viruses. So the fly, we all know that. The viruses can change like that. Right? They compound and they change and they mutate and all that stuff. That's been the problem with COVID all along because it keeps changing faster than we can keep up with it with whatever's developed in the laboratory for a shot to keep you from getting it. So apparently these compounds target your cells, the cells that are in your body, rather. The bacteria, the viruses aren't part of your body, but they get in there and they dig in. So what this does is block the virus from replicating, and it helps the cellular structure of your body to recover. The research being done at the University of British Columbia, the study published in the Journal of Antiviral Research this week, I know Ken and I will talk about this. They found 350 compounds, Jay, derived from natural sources, plants, marine sponges, that will, you know, the things like we're talking about sea sponges here, that will find antiviral ways to stop these diseases.
It's incredible, not speaking on COVID or anything else, maybe that, but how many diseases, but also the remedies that are so naturally found.
Yeah, Right, exactly. Especially when you see the information around that if you're pregnant, if you are pregnant, COVID-19 raises the risk of death by seven. You're seven times more likely to die if you're pregnant, depending on where you are in the pregnancy, if you get COVID. That's chilling.
Pregnancy is scary enough with all the other things that could happen, like gestational diabetes, gestational hypertension, other infections, worrying about the health of your unborn child.
Yeah. Moderna is talking about their vaccine that they're trying to sell for how many millions, billions, jillions of dollars. It's 84% effective when preventing symptoms if you're over 60 years old. So, again, this is stuff that we'll talk about with Dr. Ken this week. And just in terms of a listening, your listening and dancing schedule here, Ken, some of the recent podcasts, Good Day Health Podcast, GoodDayHealthShow.com, Ken and I talk about dark leafy greens and how taking them, eating them, will slow down memory loss. That's good news as you get a little bit older, especially, and it's also good for cancer patients, it would seem. One of the other conversations that we had was, actually a question came from people, you get the COVID booster and the flu vaccine same day? Ken says, yep, you can do that. He also talks about teenage brains prematurely aging because of what we're eating and what we're drinking. Imagine that, a teenager already showing, depending on what they're eating and drinking, brain problems. Aye, aye, aye. And a discussion of whether or not there is a cure for inflamed bowel disease. I know that bothers more people as they get a little older. So there are things like gold flakes they discovered. That means that'd be kind of expensive. But the question comes, and the research seems to point to a treatment that's made with gold flakes. They will help you if you have irritable bowel syndrome. Anyway, get all of this. If you have some time to yourself, you can go back. We have years and years and years of these programs and podcasts at GoodDayHealthShow.com. And thanks to Jay, who's kind of the keeper of the castle there with all the info. But all the Good Day Health Show podcasts available. Doesn't cost you anything. It's GoodDayHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, from that to Mexico, we go, one of the world's, this is a health story, I guess, in a manner of speaking, right? Getting rid of
essentially a good news story.
Problems, of smoking. So Mexico has just passed the strictest anti-tobacco law that's ever been passed in any country. This is a total ban on smoking pretty much everywhere. You can't in public places smoke. You like in America, you don't in buildings. They say you can't smoke, like in the hotel and that sort of thing. But this is a law which is basically from the General Tobacco Control Reform Group, whatever that is. They say that this total ban on promotion, advertising, sponsorship, no more sale of e-cigarettes there, no more vaping. So there, or if it is, I guess there are some heavy restrictions on it. Why don't we do this in our country? Why don't we just eliminate, you know why? Because the tobacco industry still funds...
Very lucrative.
Well, it's lucrative, and it's also something the government... You know, there are still farmers getting paid to grow tobacco with subsidies because of the tobacco lobby, how much money they contribute to, especially in the states where tobacco is grown, the southern states and Connecticut, too. All of this stuff so that you can kill yourself. And the insurance that we have, that we pay for, Medicare, et cetera, that's supposed to help you if you're dying because you smoked, right? And people in wheelchairs. This may sound really hard and really cruel, but I have no patience for people that I know are killing themselves slowly, smoking away, and then they get sick, and they're in a wheelchair, and they want you to get out of the way for them because they're sick. They're sick because they're stupid. People who continue, this is maybe as focused as I can get, maybe.
Well, this is very personal for you, too.
Because my mother died.
Grew up.
Right, exactly. I grew up all around this stuff. And so maybe, I don't know, I don't like using the word stupid because it was used when I was a kid growing up for things and it didn't settle well with me. But it's just, I don't understand. Maybe I'll put it that, with all the information that there is out there, how is it that we, like, the most sold cigarette brand in Mexico are Marlboro cigarettes, made in America, not in Mexico. But the World Health Organization, not that I have much use for them, has said bravo to Mexico for doing this. There are other nations that are trying to do the same sort of thing. Like in Ireland, it's pretty hard to smoke. Greece, Hungary, they have the most stringent smoke-free environments. Why, again, haven't we modeled? We're supposed to be such a progressive country here. Then you know what? People make the choice to smoke. You want to smoke and kill yourself, but get the hell out of my way. I don't want to breathe that secondhand smoke,
even third, where it's on clothing still. It's all very real, and I know a lot of places that may not be banning it are trying to make it more difficult to get, where they won't only raise taxes on it, but they'll raise the price itself where it almost becomes a luxury.
Well, it is in this country, the taxes and stuff. I think, isn't it very expensive to smoke? I can't tell you that I know what the cost is, but I've seen and heard from people that I know that are familiar with the circumstances. I just am thankful.
The prices are going up.
Yeah, I'm thankful that nobody in my family, after perhaps what happened, you alluded to what happened to my mother. My mother died at the age of 50 because she basically smoked and drank. What's the right word? She had consumed a lot of alcohol.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And the reason, I understand it now at this stage of my life. When I was a youngster, I didn't get it, and I was angry at her when she died. I took care of her the last year of her life. And I didn't like it. And I didn't like what I saw, what she was doing to herself. She was so addicted to this stuff, and I was angry at her. And where, she couldn't figure out how to get away from my father. And that's, it's practical, and not about my father. It just is that she couldn't, so she committed suicide slowly instead of quickly. That's what it was. More than anything, imagine what the three of us, we didn't realize it then, my two sisters and I, but we realize it now. What went on, and it's so sad. And how many of you have been through the same sort of thing in a way? It's just sad to think of how she threw her life away because her husband was not the right match for her.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not with the right person, hit the road. But be smarter. I was talking to somebody, a friend of mine yesterday, about knowing somebody who got married three times, and each time she got married, she wished she hadn't. 48. Oops, wait a minute. 18 past the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No,
it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
Those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry. Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
For everything your business needs to make this year your year, Staples has you covered.
I need to organize all my papers and files from last year and the year before that.
Staples has you covered.
I need to clear clutter from my office and my home office and my home.
Staples has you covered with everything you need to get organized this year at amazing savings. Right now at Staples, get up to 50% off select file folders, file cabinets, file boxes, and storage bins. Make this year your year at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 128, in store only. At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back via store bonus.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let's reach into my social media bag of tricks. Shall we do that, Jay? Jay Kirshner and Doug Jay prepares this celebrity news for us, the trending things. And first up on the list, you can always count when you see Brad Pitt's name. That's going to be right,
something
right
on top. I feel like we should rename this the stuff you didn't know you care about, or maybe you don't care about.
Right. Well, somebody
think that immediately of like, oh, here's the celebrity gossip, and it's like, why does anybody care? And then all of a sudden we hear it, and sometimes it's like, oh, yeah. Okay, that wasn't bad.
Yeah. Brad Pitt has put his house in L.A., in Los Feliz. I don't understand that. I wouldn't have thought there's anything in Los Feliz that's worth $40 million, frankly. It's not exactly the upend of Los Angeles County. $40 million for wow, a property in Los Feliz. Yeah, it must be. Anyway, he bought the home a number of years ago. It was the original mansion from Cassandra Peterson, who was Elvira. Remember her?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Years are forgotten now.
He bought it for $1.7 million in 1994.
Can you imagine?
So now he's got $40 million on it.
Right.
1.9 acres, yeah.
Bought for $1.7 million. Now it's worth $40 million.
He wants something smaller.
Lee raised their kids.
Yeah.
But
right.
They're split.
Yeah. So, anyway, he's been single for 3 or 4 years. Apparently, he's out on the town. I don't know. What is he? He's got houses all over the place, right, though? He's got a place in France, two or three places.
Yeah, he has a vineyard that.
New York.
Pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had a big fight over.
Yeah. Anyway, who's he dating now? He's got somebody. He's got to have somebody on the hook. Here's a, what? This is the jewelry designer, Inez de Ramon. Well, he's 56. She's 32. 59.
I think that's who he's been reportedly seen with a few times.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, listen. He feels like right now is a good time in his life. He's been. He wants to have a little fun. Okay, so good for him. 59. He's entitled to that. And the $40 million that goes with the house. All right, let's check in on Jeremy Renner, A lot of people want to know what his circumstances are since that nasty snowplow accident a couple of weeks ago. He is still on the road to recovery. I was watching he was in one of the Mission Impossible. No, he's been in a couple of Mission Impossibles.
Mm-hmm.
The one with Alec Baldwin was on last night. I've seen it a couple of times, so I wasn't going to watch it again, but I was thinking as I saw him, how's he doing? So here's the story. As he continues to recover, he's back home.
Which is great.
Right. He tweeted.
As significant as this was, not only is it a miracle that he's alive, but yep. to already be able to finish his recovery at home, that's
yep.
big.
Yeah. So he's in a new show called The Mayor of Kingstown. I noticed that's being promoted. I don't know where. Is that on HBO? I think it's on HBO.
They're in season two. I think they just recently started season two.
Yeah, so he's finished the second season, apparently. But, you know, whenever you get lots of messages like this, you know, we're praying for you and we will continue to do so, that sort of thing is a big help psychologically for people, no matter what their status in life. So that's good mm-hmm. for him, good for the people that are expressing themselves. I think at least one of his lungs collapsed in all of this.
Oh, yeah.
Broken.
He was, like, completely crushed. His chest collapsed.
Yeah.
It was
ugly.
Bad.
Ugly. So count your lucky stars, Jeremy Renner. Anybody else that goes through this sort of thing, can you imagine? Just put yourself in that position. What would happen? You know, you hear stories like this of people in car accidents and things, and, you know, it's hard. It's when you look at, when you see what he went through, you do wonder, how did he survive? I mean, you can't help but look at the situation and look at the reports, but the doctors are very optimistic
mm-hmm.
about all of that, so it's good. Jeremy Renner, making recovery. It's now 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Abbas Galiamov, a political analyst who once worked as a speechwriter for Russian President Vladimir Putin, announced on YouTube the Russian leader will retire this year. United States Air Force retired Brigadier General Blaine Holt on Newsmax explains why it's important for Putin to choose his successor.
Let's remember the rules of thugs and tough guys and totalitarian dictators. You had better pick your successor, and you had better pick someone who you think will protect your interests and allow you to live a retirement life.
The United States in recent months transferred hundreds of thousands of artillery shells from its ammunition stockpiles in Israel to Ukraine. The ammunition is part of the U.S. weapons stockpile in warehouses on Israeli soil as part of an agreement between our two nations. NFL playoffs continue this weekend with two games on Saturday and two games on Sunday. Lance Pry, USA News.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
A good experience here if you stick around with us for a while on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, senior broadcaster here of the team, only because I've been doing it longer and I'm older than Jay. She's very seasoned as a broadcaster. As a matter of fact, when she was born into the broadcast family, she had a microphone in her mouth before she had a lollipop. So there you go.
My first words were a time check.
Yes, right. Oh, that is so inside, but it's really cool. It's very, it tickles me. That's right. We all have, well, you hear me doing it. Most of the programs that are syndicated don't focus on time. Okay. But because this broadcast airs when time is important, not that time is always important, but for the most part, this is a morning program. It does air around the clock around the world. But it is mornings, it's morning centric. Let's put it that way. And so people want to know what time it is. And therefore, I do my best as a broadcaster to do what's necessary. Simple little things like, okay, 34 after the hour, mm-hmm. 50 minutes past the hour, 18 after the hour, 7 after the hour. yada, yada, yada.
Well, and I've noticed a lot of local stations don't even do it anymore either. And one that I previously worked on, we would do it at the top of the hour, but not during the hour. The mentality was that, well, everybody has a watch or has their phone and they can look at it if they want the time. But sometimes,
that's
more often than
pretty
not,
self-serving
we are
and pretty
multitasking.
Wrong.
We're doing a lot of different things. And if somebody can just tell us the time really quickly, rather than us having to check, it's helpful.
That's a bad broadcaster. Don't work for him. Work for me. How about that? We've got it all straightened out.
Done.
Now.
Done and done.
Done. All right, here's the story of a 90-year-old woodcutter. Listen to this. He built his own house, kind of a hobbit house. He lives off the grid, and it looks like it's pretty comfortable. He says that he has never watched Lord of the Rings, but lives off the grid. 90 years old, how do you do that? His name is Stuart Grant. Moved into this cottage that he bought as a wreck. Didn't have any roof, no doors or anything. Started renovating it in 1984. He loved doing the do-it-yourself stuff on this building, which apparently is a couple of hundred years old. So after he fixed it, he moved in.
Mm-hmm.
He has no phone. He doesn't use the internet. He doesn't drive anymore. But he does love to get out and meet people, which is kind of good because he's been inundated with visitors who want to see this house that he really... And again, I suppose you look at the picture. I'm not a Lord of the Rings fan. You probably are.
No, I'm not.
Or you're not either.
Or any of the Hobbit stuff. But what's so interesting is that he's never seen any of this, and apparently his front door is almost the exact same shape, same kind of wood. Total coincidence.
Synchronicity, it's called.
Yeah.
And so the tourists come in busloads to look at his house. They apologize for disturbing him, but they still come anyway.
Mm-hmm.
As a collection box out front, and he gets money from people who want to stop there. And there's not what's wrong with it. He's a little puzzled by it because it just seems natural. But imagine a fellow like that. I don't want to be I figure I'm going to live to 90 and then some. Just that's my attitude. And at that point, I would like not to be alone. Not that I'm alone now. I have Daisy. And this is no poor Doug. Oh, is that a pity party? I actually quite like being by myself. But I also like to share things, great experiences. And would like to do that with somebody who's like-minded.
Yeah,
sounds like an ad
traveling.
For a dating thing. Huh? I would like to have share the time with someone who's like-minded. Yeah. But,
can we
put
up a form on the website?
Yeah, really.
Taking inquiries.
Yeah, all right. Check in here. All right, here's something, speaking about older folks, there's a Harvard study that's out today that focuses on how you maintain close relationships. And this study suggests the older you are, the closer your relationships are, the happier you are. And again, this study of adult development has been going on at Harvard since 1938. Sounds like the Framingham Heart Study. And it's still going on, tracking 724 men and 1,300 women, because women outlive men about, although that's changing, too, because women taking on the roles of men in work, and otherwise the heart attacks and stuff, so women are...
Because at one point, heart attacks were kind of thought of as a gender situation, a sex situation.
Right.
Now we're realizing, no, it's a lifestyle situation.
That's correct. Yep. Anyway, so this Harvard study, known as the Happiness Study, it is very interesting and pretty simple, actually. The researchers say in this new book that they have called The Good Life, Lessons from the World's Longest Scientific Study of Happiness, Benefits of Spending Meaningful Time with Your Friends, with Other Human Beings, are tied to your physical health, your mental health, and your longevity. I don't think there's any surprise there. Is there? I mean, it's like this has been going on for 80 years, but I think it points out the fact that's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
You know, being by yourself for the most part, all this 90-year-old guy in the Hobbit house probably is a counter to that, but...
know that one saying of sometimes you feel the most alone by being around a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You feel less alone when you are actually physically alone.
Well, sometimes it's also It's tough to be around some, speaking from experience, tough to be around some people.
Oof, the energy vampires.
Yeah, like Elon Musk, for example. So this week we are reporting on, I think we've every day had a little bit more on the jury selection, his trial, the Tesla tweet trial, it's called. Say that 100 times fast. The alliteration of the Tesla tweet trial. Say it again. Tesla tweet trial.
Okay. It's the TE followed by the TW sound.
Tesla tweet trial. Okay. Anyway, the selection process for this tweet thing, the shareholders suing Musk for devaluing, well, inflating and then devaluing the stock. Right? Artificially manipulated the stock price. So I don't, he's not going to jail, but he'll probably have to pay a stiff fine. He yeah. seems to be able to do that because he seems to have plenty of money to do all of that mm-hmm. stuff. He's, you know, he looks
he has
like
so
a,
much money that he's still one of the wealthiest people on earth, even though he
right.
broke a Guinness World Record for most personal financial loss.
Yeah. He looks like a bad guy. When you see him dressed up, I'm looking at him, a picture at the Met Gala in a tux. He looks like a bad guy from a James Bond movie. That was my first I'm looking at him. He just looks like a bad guy.
I can't necessarily disagree with you on that.
Yeah. He does look like a bad guy. All right, anyway. So let's see what's going on in Washington State with the police. Auburn, Washington is the city in focus here, where police arrested a man who attempted to abduct a lawyer through a drive-through window. Huh? The Auburn Police Department confirmed the man had been arrested. Oh, I get it.
Oh, the barista, yeah.
Yeah, right. After support from the community, this is a bad guy, apparently. They haven't named this guy. There was security footage of this guy. The video, when you look at it, the barista hands the customer his change. So I'm talking, a barista in most countries is a lawyer. The barista here is the guy behind the counter that's handing you your, whatever, in this case, is this a McDonald's? What is this, a drive-thru? Some kind of
yeah, like a coffee
drink.
Shop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
but you know what? Isn't that funny? I've never used the term barista to refer to somebody who's working, I suppose it makes sense, the bar, barista. But in England, this term refers to a particular type of lawyer.
Interesting. So, I'm the opposite. Yeah. I had no idea that
really?
Barista was a lawyer.
Yeah. Anyway, so this guy was described as having a unique tattoo on his arm. Appears to read Chevrolet. So when he grabbed this guy, then he ran off. That's how they got him. Right?
Yeah, because he even like used some kind of weird zip tie as she's handing him his change to try to pull her through the window to abduct her. It's like a looped zip tie device or something. She fights him off, and then he drives away. Fortunately, they were able to catch him and arrest him.
Yeah.
Tried to straight up pull her through the window.
Hunga bunga. Okay, let's take it. I want to get away from that kind of stuff. We don't talk about business and money stuff here as much as we might. So I would like to pass along a couple of things that would be helpful for you to know conversationally today. Do you, most of you have conversations with your friends, colleagues at work, perhaps folks that you live with, or just have general conversations about stuff that isn't nonsense? Like, do you really dig into things like the U.S. debt limit? Hey, let's talk about the debt limit and what's going on in Congress. That's pretty exciting, right?
Mm-hmm. At my monthly girls' lunches, totally.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, we're on the brink again. Here we go with the Congress not having solved this problem. It hasn't. We haven't had a balanced budget or even a budget, a real budget to run this country since Bill Clinton was president. George Bush messed it up by taking $3 trillion that we didn't have and using it to invade China. That disrupted everything in terms of the debt limits. And then it's just gone downhill from there. The first was $3 trillion, and then it went to $8 trillion, and then it went to $14 trillion, and then it went to $19 trillion, and what is it now? 21? It's like numbers you don't even understand. So then why should I talk about this, right? Nobody understands it. Nobody gets it. And I'm thinking that nobody really cares.
They keep expanding the limit.
Yeah. But do you think anybody really, honestly, really cares?
And who is actually owed this money?
Well, that's a good question. A lot of people think it's the Chinese. I'm not so sure that it is, frankly. You know what I wonder is whether secretly behind the scenes, somebody in the Treasury Department has invested in cryptocurrency. What do you think? Do you think that somebody there are a lot of people, because of the FTX thing, that has found people that have bought into it really kind of in a jam? The guy, what's his name? Who, three-named guy? It's like the three-legged guy.
Something, something or other.
Yeah, something, something, and something, right? He's got it. Okay. Anything going on with George Santos? Well, the Republicans are at it again. They put Santos on two committees, even though the majority of people who are Republicans have said this guy needs to go. But yet they put him on a couple of committees. They said, well, we can't keep from putting him on. Of course they can. The Speaker McCarthy can do whatever he wants. But didn't he make a deal to get Santos's vote? He made a deal with him to put him on these committees.
And how has he not been officially indicted?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Anyway, this stuff. I'm distracted at the moment. I had not seen this before. Did you see that up in Alaska? We're on three or four stations up there, and I wonder if we. Well, this is social media. If you want to share, if you know anything about this, Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show. Twitter, Good Day On Air. The polar bear that killed a woman and a boy yesterday in a remote village in western Alaska. Listen, polar bears are nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing to mess with. And so when you see the circumstances here, you look at the way the polar bears are the most dangerous of all bears. Most dangerous. They're rare, these attacks, but they still happen. So I don't know. We don't see many polar bears in our lives, but a word to the wise, as they say, 48 after the hour.
Paid for by government.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No. It was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
3 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We're going to pause in briefly in this program to bring you, we were just talking off the air about Glenn Yarbrough. All right, let me see if you can hear this. Hold on just a second. This is radio at its finest. You hear him? Let's see if we can make this a little louder.
Right. No, it sounds good.
Yeah, that? Right. Yeah. A little low. Has nothing to do with what we're here to talk about with Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show, but it just shows you a couple of old fogies talking about folk music. And
but it might, that was Doug. It might. Maybe the rain. So? We had so much rain here in Southern California.
Yeah, what's that doing to the animal country. Population?
First
yeah.
of all, I just got a note on my next door. Everyone has next door in the neighborhood.
Yes.
Dog walking out in the backyard, ate a mushroom, little puppy.
Ooh.
3 hours later, dead.
Dead.
Bottom line is, I go out every day with the rain. The mushrooms are popping up all over the place. They're not all deadly, but certain ones are. So please be really, really, really careful if you're taking your dog out for a walk, no matter where you are. After the rain, those mushrooms come up. And as I said, some of them can make the dog or your cat pretty seriously ill.
Very sick. Other items of interest from the pet and animal world, the Dallas Zoo, the site this week of a couple of breakouts. Police are investigating how a leopard got out of his cage and how a bunch of chimpanzees or monkeys. What's the difference, by the way, between a chimpanzee and a monkey?
There's the old monkeys and the old school monkeys and the new monkeys, and I think the chimps are part of the new monkey group. I don't know exactly what they, but a lot of those are classified as monkeys.
Really? So their theme song is, "Hey, hey, we're the monkeys." People say, "Fuck you, I don't know why I'm thinking about songs so much today. You bring out the best in me, Warren." That's what it is. All right, so anyway, here's a study about chimpanzees sharing experiences. This study suggests that chimpanzees are just like humans in terms of their behavior. They share, somehow or other communicate, what their experiences are. They nag their mothers for attention. I suppose when you think about it, a lot of people think that we were monkeys before we were humans, whether that's true or not. You know, there are a lot of traits that are similar. Have you ever studied, I'm sure you've at one point in time, after the 40-some-odd years you've been on the air, talked about chimpanzees. People have them for pets, don't they?
They should never have them for pets. The average chimpanzee, full grown, can rip a man's arm off with one pull. Bottom line is, many years ago, I would never do this again, but many, many years ago when I was young, I trained a group of 6 chimpanzees to wear suits. Going to a lunchroom, they were all dressed in Bill Blass suits. It was kind of an interesting segment. Not easy segment to set up with a bunch of chimps. But I got to tell you, they are so incredibly intelligent, way too smart to be living with people. Number two, it's abusive to keep them. They need to socialize with other chimps of their own. So I think it's really abusive when people decide that, you know, I want this cute pet. Look at Mike Tyson. He used to own white tigers, I think. And so the bottom line is, owning exotic animals, not the right thing for the average person to do.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's a word to the wise that is hopefully sufficient. As we're talking about strange animals, there apparently is a problem with frogs in some places. There is a problem where they're being supposedly, they're becoming extinct. And I've been talking this week about how, not nonsensical, but people who get all worked up about, oh, we got to save the planet for the... There were 126 new species of things found last year. And among the population of things like frogs, there was an explosion in Switzerland that has caused the population to go sky high in some of the larger ponds and lakes over there. The frogs have quadrupled in population since 1999. Do people have frogs as pets? Kenny, what do you do with a frog?
There are people out there. People that have, you know, what do you do with goldfish? You watch them swim around the tank. The same thing people do with some exotic animals.
Wait a minute, you to go, well, I think that's a good probably, right? A good comparative.
But let me, if your biggest problem when you wake up in the morning is there's too many frogs in your hood, I'm okay with that. But you're absolutely right. There's a reason, because if there's too many frogs, maybe there's other type of animals and certain type of good bugs that are being eaten. So I would check into why so many, why the explosion all of a sudden, what's different? Is it the type of water? Is it pollution going into the, I don't know. There's all different types of theories in terms of, but if a specific area, don't worry about the frogs being there. Worry about what caused them to come there.
Mm-hmm. I got a kick out of the story, and this is, of course, in California. A cat was a pet in school, and the school was taking pictures of the students there, and so the cat snuck into the class photo taken, and then the portrait of the cat was sent home to its owner.
What a great idea.
Isn't it, though? All right. Always lots of info. Warren Eckstein. Check out his pet show at thepetshow.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the Internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why Internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.